And now a look at what's happening in the arts and culture in South Louisiana. Continuing at the Hilliard University Art Museum, there are a number of exhibits featuring Louisiana artists, including Rhyme and Reason, The Art of Sean Major, Louisiana Voices, Six Artists Speak to Us, and a number of others. That's at the Hilliard. For more information, you can go to their website, which is museum.louisiana.edu. This evening, the Louisiana Brass Quintet will perform their fall recital, 7:30 in the Duke Ray Gilfrey Auditorium in Angel Hall. It is free and open to everyone. At McNeese, continuing through December 5th, an exhibition of handmade artists' books. Those are being displayed on campus, and that's in the Fraser Memorial Library through the 5th. Also, the Department of Performing Arts will present its Band Spectacular Concert. That will be tomorrow evening at 7:30 in the Shearman Fine Arts Theater. Performing will be the Wind Symphony, the Jazz Ensemble, Percussion Ensemble, Flute Choir, and the Marching Band. That's on the McNeese campus tomorrow evening. On Wednesday, the first ever Messies, the student-led film festival that will be at the Light Center. It's free and open to everyone. It features short films that are created by students in the Moving Image Arts program here at UL Lafayette. Starts at 6 o'clock, Wednesday the 28th. Admission is free at the Light Center. And these students are a part of the Mise en Scène Society, known as the Mess Society. And again, these awards are being called the Messies. All are invited to attend. The Echelon Brass Quintet will perform on the UL campus Thursday, November 29th in Angel Hall at 7:30. It features UL Lafayette Music Scholarship students, and they'll be performing music from the Renaissance to jazz and blues. The McNeese University Student Art Association will hold its annual holiday art sale this Friday, November 30th, from 8 to 4 p.m. in the Grand Gallery on the first floor of the Shearman Fine Arts Annex. The Tea Sippers, a local youth theater troupe managed by an all-teen membership, will perform The Effects of Gamma Rays on Man in the Moon Marigolds, November 30th through December 8th at Cité des Arts. So this weekend, Friday and Saturday evenings at 7:30. For more information, you can go to the website citédesarts.org, or you can purchase tickets at the door. And we'll be speaking with members of the Tea Sippers later on this week about Man in the Moon Marigolds. The Performing Arts Society of Acadiana opens its singer-songwriter season this Friday, November 30th, with a performance by Darden Smith in the theater at the Acadiana Center for the Arts. Tickets are available by calling the ACA or going to the PASA website. And Proyecto Hispanico presents a presentation on Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Immigrants, DACA. That will be this Saturday, December 1st, from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. That will be in Lafayette at Cafe Habana City. For more information, you can give them a call. And there will be a book signing. Cherie Cohn will be signing copies of Exploring Cajun Country from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Author's Alley at the South Regional Library this Saturday. John Slaughter will be signing copies of his book, Grand Coteau, this weekend in Arneville for Fire and Water, and at Christmas at Coteau. Feu et L'eau, Fire and Water, will take place in Arneville this Saturday, December 1st at the Singleton Lumber Building, 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. For more information, their website is fireandwaterfestival.org. And there will be a CD signing and CD release party for An American Kaleidoscope, Song Cycles Through the Lenses of William Balcom, John Duke, Thomas Pasiteri, and Ned Roram. That has been put out by Chung Kiat Lim and Sean Roy. We'll be speaking with them later on this week about that CD and their CD release party. The UL Lafayette Holiday Concert will be this Saturday, December 1st, 7:30 in Angel Hall. Featured will be performances by the UL Symphony Orchestra, UL Wind Ensemble, UL Chorale, Chamber Singers, and the Percussion Ensemble. 7:30, it's free and open to everyone at Angel Hall this Saturday on the UL campus. The Friends of Music, which helps with scholarships for the UL School of Music, holds its Music and Merriment Christmas Home Tour this Sunday, December 2nd, from 4 to 7 p.m. For more information, you can call the UL School of Music. It will start off in the parking lot of Reds. You can take a shuttle and it will take you to the three homes that have been decorated for Christmas, featuring music groups, small ensembles and choral groups who will be performing at the different homes. Again, this is a benefit for scholarships at the UL School of Music. And for a listing of programs on KRVS, please stop by our website, which is krvs.org, clicking on the schedule button. You can podcast many of our locally produced programs. Just search for the program you're interested in, and you can listen to archive programs there or download them for listening to later on. That's at krvs.org. There you can also find out more about our vehicle donation program. If you have a car or a truck taking up space in your garage or driveway, you may want to donate it before the end of the year for a tax deduction. And that really helps KRVS a lot. Doesn't even have to be running. Call our vehicle donation program. That number is on the page. If you click that button, that big red button on our website that says car donation, you'll find the toll-free number, or you can fill out information about your vehicle. That's all at krvs.org. Please stay tuned to KRVS this afternoon and evening. We are with NPR's All Things Considered from 4 until 6. From 6 to 7, Terry Gross hosts Fresh Air. At 7 o'clock, we begin our evening of opera with World of Opera. And at 11, it is Rock Japan. In just a moment, we join NPR's All Things Considered.